Textual healing. Textual
healing. You've heard of texting while driving. Yeah. We do not support that.
No, not at all.
Don't do it.
But texting while crying? That's more up our alley.
Yeah.
Brooke has her PhD in cry text.
It's true. Yeah. It's true.
And we want to help you do that in a little segment that we call Textual Healing. If you haven't heard it before, it's basically our way to help out listeners who have an issue in the text department. Maybe they aren't good at texting. Maybe the situation is a little uncomfortable and they're not quite sure what to say. Whatever it is, we will try to help them out. And who's today's honored guest that needs some tender textual healing? Her name is Becca. Becca, welcome to the show.
Hi.
Oh, it sounds like we're using sad face emoji. Aww. What's going on, Becca?
You want to do some cry text today?
Oh, God, I hope it's not crying.
Okay. Well, tell us a little bit about the situation that you're dealing with and how we can help heal you textually, of course.
Well, I really wanted to go on, like, a road trip to visit some old friends and just kind of, like, get out of town.
Okay. Who are you going on the road trip with?
Just myself.
Oh, that's awesome.
That'll be fun.
The only problem is I don't actually have a car.
Oh.
So.
Well, that puts a damper on the road trip then.
Yeah.
That's a long walk.
Yeah. Are you going to hitchhike? What's your plan?
Well, I thought about renting a car, but it was really expensive.
Yeah.
So I thought, okay, well, I'll see if I can maybe borrow a car or something.
Like just out of some lot, just like hot wire one, bring it back.
That's called theft.
Or borrowing.
I thought I could like ask a friend, but like none of them were game. But I got my mom to let me borrow her car.
Aww.
And I could borrow the car for a week.
That's really nice.
Yeah, she's so sweet.
Okay, so have you already done the week-long road trip with your mom's car, or is it coming up?
Yes, I have done it. I'm at my destination. And
nice.
The road trip itself was great. It was fine. There was no issues, no mechanical issues. I had a great playlist. I was just like jamming.
Uh-oh.
It's not a good road trip unless there's a good playlist.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I'm with her, but I feel like we're leading to something where it went bad.
Oh,
yeah.
I see. There's a butt coming.
There's a butt.
Okay.
Oh.
When I finally got here, I actually got into a little bit of a big fender bender.
A little bit of a big one?
Yeah.
Yes. Well, I don't know if you realize that, but we have our resident expert on little big fender benders. Her name's Alexis.
Talk to me about hitting cars.
Yeah, let's go.
So what's the situation?
So the situation is that I thought, oh my God, this is horrible, but at least it's not like totaled. It's just a fender. Okay, so I'll take it in to the mechanic and see, you know, maybe I can just get this fixed and she won't even know. Mm-hmm. Well, I took it in. It's going to be like $1,000 to fix this fender.
You can't take a car into a mechanic without spending a grand,
especially
I feel like.
Especially body work?
Yeah, totally.
Man. Oh no.
So wait, are you in said city stranded now?
Well, I mean, not stranded. The car works, but I obviously can't bring that back to my mom like this.
Yeah.
This is just how I found it, Mom.
Yeah. Was the fender bender your fault?
It wasn't not my fault.
Good answer.
Okay.
Okay.
So why do you need our help with texting then?
Okay, well, I don't have $1,000, and I don't want to call, like, the only person I know how to ask for money, my mom, and ask her for $1,000. But if I call her, she's going to hear it in my voice. We're super close. She's going to know something's wrong.
Yeah, because that's super sketchy to randomly ask for $1,000 while on a road trip and borrowing your mom's car.
No, but moms, I backed into my mom's car, and the second I saw her, she literally looked at me and was like, you hit my car, didn't you?
Like,
knew her mom instincts.
So wait, so are you calling to ask Brooke for $1,000?
No.
What is going on here?
Are you going to just tell your mom about it, or you don't want to tell her?
Yeah, are you going to lie?
I don't want to tell her. I just want to get it fixed so that she doesn't have to deal with it, and then I'll figure out a way to pay her back, but I don't want her to not trust me with her car ever again.
Okay,
so you want to text your mom, I need you to send me $1,000, but you don't want to tell her the real reason why.
Exactly.
Well, that is a lot.
Alexis, I mean, you have experience in backing into cars and I'm assuming in asking your parents for a lot of money and not telling them the honest reason why.
Have you ever asked for $1,000?
I haven't asked for that much money, but you know, it's never your fault. Just remember that.
Yeah.
Okay.
You are the victim. victim.
No, I actually like where she's going. If you're going to say you're in need, it has to be because circumstances beyond you.
You can't say that to a mom. It'll freak her out. Your mom will think that you're like being held hostage. By like,
but you'll get the money. You'll get the money.
So you're saying
it's just going to bring more questions.
Saying in a text message like, "I'm holding your daughter ransom for $1,000. I will give her back."
I like this. Good idea.
I think you need to like do some sort of like fake investment thing. Like, Mom, I found the apartment of my dreams. I want to move here, but I need $1,000.
I think before we even start to ask for money, first we need to start small and butter mom up a little bit.
Sure.
Maybe that should be the first text where we're saying some really nice things before we ask for a grand.
Like about how much fun like you're having, and it's all thanks to you, Mom.
How much you miss her.
Oh, yeah, that's good. I miss
so
you.
Pretty. Yeah, she's so sweet. I think like send her a really wholesome photo of me and my friend, you know, on the back of the car where she can't see the front.
Sure.
Okay.
Great.
There you go. I like that.
That's good. What about like, I can't wait to see you?
Or how about just how are you? Kids never ask how their moms are.
Yeah, that's suspicious.
No, I'm just telling you.
How are you?
Thanks for letting me use your car again.
First time in a year you've asked how I am. What did you
miss?
You wanted to butter her up.
Does your mom cook anything where you could be like, I'm so excited to go home and eat your home cooked whatever?
Oh my gosh. I legit text my mom that all the time.
She makes these meatballs that she will always make them kind of like for special occasions or whatever. So I can, that's great.
Moms are so stereotypical. I love it.
Okay. What are you writing right now?
Okay. Hey, Mom. Thanks so much again for letting me use your car. Mm-hmm. I'm so grateful you're the reason I was able to do this.
Yeah, that's good. Grateful.
And they're like, I miss you. I can't wait to come home.
I have to confess, I do miss your meatballs, though.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Which, taken out of context.
Why do you say that,
what do you and your mom text like?
Why is it a confession?
I don't know.
It's not a big confession.
My mom doesn't cook meatballs. I don't know.
Can't wait to have your meatballs.
Okay. I mean, that feels like a good buttered up text.
That's a genuine text.
I think you send that.
Daughter of the year.
Should I send it right now?
Go ahead.
Yeah, just send it.
Okay.
Oh my God. There's no way we can get this to work.
I don't know.
There's no way.
I don't have a plan yet.
We'll see. We're going to play a song. We'll come back and we'll see if mom responded to the meatball text. All right. Okay. We'll continue textual healing right after this. If you're just tuning in, we're in the middle of textual healing with a girl named Becca who needs our help asking her mother for $1,000 after she crashed her mom's car during a road trip.
Yeah.
Now, Becca doesn't want to tell her mom what the money is really for, which is interesting.
Yeah.
Because most people who email us for this segment are asking for genuine help, and instead we'll offer them a lie to get out of it. But today, Becca's asking us for a great lie.
Hey, we can do this.
So you've honestly come to the right place. And the first text that Becca sent, I don't remember exactly what it said, but it was something along the lines of, Mom, I'm having so much fun. I miss you. I can't wait to come home soon and eat your meatballs.
Yeah.
To try and butter her up a little bit.
She has famous meatballs that she cooks, by the way.
Right.
That wasn't a random text.
No.
People that are listening now.
Apparently, that's a dish that she's really good at cooking.
Yeah, it's a family favorite.
And so we sent that out a few minutes ago. Becca, has your mom responded?
Yes, she has.
Oh, my God.
Okay.
Good.
What did she write back?
Okay, it's pretty basic, but she wrote, "Miss you too, sweetie. Going to store for meatballs," and then she put the little kissy emoji.
Ooh, oh my God!
Oh.
Your mom is so much sweeter than mine. Mine would write back, "What did you do?" You know, like she would just see through it all. I mean, she would.
Really?
You're just always mean to your mom. Why are you being nice?
What did you do?
All right, so mom, it seems like mom is buttered up and on board now.
Okay.
Now it's time to start asking her for money. And
already
how do we do
we're gonna
that?
We're going to jump straight to it.
Well,
we gotta start the process.
We only have so much time in this segment. We've got to go kind of quickly.
What are we going to say?
I mean, there's a lot of different ways we could go about this. Alexis, this is your area of expertise.
I mean, I would probably say it was for something basic, like I found something really cute shopping, and you know, I'll reimburse you in the future.
$1,000 shopping item could we ask for that mom would be on board with, though?
Like that's a purse wouldn't be cool.
I don't know how she would say yes to that. Becca, is there anything you honestly need that might cost a lot of money coming up soon?
The only thing I can really think of is like I really need like a new laptop, but I don't. Like, I really need that.
You also really need a car because you're borrowing your mother's.
Yeah.
Just saying.
Well, well, she already has the car in her mom's eyes.
Hey, Mom, I'm going to buy a second car while I'm here, and I'm going to drive both back.
A laptop is interesting, though.
No, that is.
Could
I mean,
you ask her for money to buy a new laptop?
And think about this. Laptops, like, the really expensive ones are way more than that. So if you're only asking for $1,000 for a laptop, you're like, Mom, this is a discount laptop.
And you know what moms love?
Discounts.
A good deal.
Yep.
Okay.
Okay. Yeah, this is good.
That's really
good. Maybe we're onto something here.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. Like, she knows that my laptop has been acting up, so.
Just say, hey, Mom, I found a crazy deal on a laptop here. Can I borrow $1,000 so I can buy it?
I think when you ask for a specific amount, too, it makes it seem more legitimate.
Yeah.
Instead of just, I need a random amount of money.
You could go with $999 because that's how laptops are always priced.
And 95 cents.
Yeah. 95 cents.
Okay. Hey, Mom, found a crazy deal on a laptop here. Can't believe it.
Ooh,
exclamation points. She loves exclamation points. Can I borrow 1K and then a smiley face? You know, the one with, like, the teeth?
Okay.
And you said 1K. Visually, it hits you better than 1K.
You know, like, this means that you don't get a new laptop for at least 3 years, right?
I say we send it.
Okay, you sent.
Oh, my
right.
gosh.
I mean, reason why I don't feel horrible about this is because it's not a total lie.
Yes, it is.
No,
it's not a complete lie.
A
she really does need a laptop.
She said it's been acting up.
You know, I understand. Before I was a mother, I would be all for lying to my mother. But now that I have one, I am, like, upset by this.
Well, we are broke, so we're fine with it.
Yeah, we're not the morality police here. We're trying to help someone that asked for help.
Guys, she responded. She responded.
Oh, okay. What'd Mom say?
Okay, she said, wow, 1K is a lot. Are you sure they don't have a less expensive model? Can you use a coupon?
Just say that is with a coupon, Mom.
Yeah, normally this is a $2,500, you know, give a big number.
And tell her that it's the graphics package that you need for whatever class you're taking right now.
Yeah, graphics packages. 30 seconds ago, Brooke was completely against lying.
Now
she's a pro at it.
Ridiculous.
Okay, I'm going to tell her 1K is the cheapest model, and that's actually with the discount.
With the coupon. Use the word coupon. She loves coupons, man.
I guess so, yeah.
Yeah, you're right.
Okay, that's with the coupons. Okay.
Go ahead, send that.
Okay, sent.
Wow.
Oh, my God.
This is turning out to be easier than I expected.
I know. Why is lying so easy for
makes
us?
Makes me want to text my mom for a laptop. This is
work on my now makes me feel like we should have asked for a little bit more money.
No!
Shut up, man.
I mean, get some food on the way.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
It's your whole life that she's already financed.
$1,000 is going to be a pretty cheap computer.
But here's the thing.
By today's standards.
If you were honest and you brought the car back to your mom, your mom could use her insurance and not pay the full
grand. Guys. Okay. She wrote back.
Okay.
Okay, so she wrote, all I have is $500 I've been saving. Dad doesn't know about it. I can wire if you promise not to tell him.
Oh, now you're going to be causing marital problems between your parents.
No. Well, my parents are actually divorced, so it's not going to, like, cause marital problems. They're already separated. So.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Divorced parents love taking money from each other.
So it's none of Dad's business much money Mom has.
Actually, well, hold on a second.
Should we be texting the dad instead? Is that what you're thinking?
That's what I'm thinking. If Dad and Mom aren't communicating about their finances, maybe you take the $500 that Mom's willing to give you, and maybe we get the other $500 from Dad.
And then you say, okay, Mom, that works great. I'll just ask Dad to make up the difference.
No, don't tell Mom.
Get $1,000 from Dad, $500
Just have
from
him separately. Don't tell
him. We're just playing him. We're playing both of them.
That's exactly.
One of the perks of this.
It's not my, I mean, I don't get to choose to do that. Becca, you have to be the one that signs off on that.
Yeah, I'm definitely his favorite, so there's a chance. I mean, I could text him. I could text him and see.
Oh, my God. Okay. This is what having divorced parents is like. You have two wells to do.
I can say yes. Yes. You are supposed to go to both of them.
Let's try. Cool. Let's pull up Dad's number and be like,
we've never texted two people.
I don't know. Yeah, this is a first for us, but I don't know what your dad's like. I mean, I think maybe just tell him about the laptop. Dads don't need to be buttered up quite as much.
Especially if you're his favorite.
Okay. I'm going to say, hey, Daddy.
Oh, yeah. Daddy. That's good.
Trying to get a new laptop. Okay, I'm going to say, but need help paying for it because he loves to help.
Yep, he's your knight. He's still rescuing his baby girl.
Okay.
Can I borrow? Okay.
Mm-hmm. All right, go ahead. Send that.
Why didn't you just write him in the beginning and say, I crashed Mom's car. Don't tell her.
He already doesn't trust me with vehicles. I don't want to get into it, but I don't want him to know that I crashed.
Okay.
Yeah, I wouldn't.
I could see why no one else wanted to lend you a car in the beginning of this road trip.
I'm normally a pretty good driver.
I don't think so. I think that
same.
Yeah.
Sure, Alexis.
Yeah, between the hours of noon and 2 p.m. Yeah. I'm a great driver.
Because I'm at work.
Okay, he responded.
Okay.
Hey, Sugar Plum, I always told you should save your money. Start today.
Dad roasted you.
He put his foot down.
You're screwed. Okay. Yeah. You're going to have to come clean. You're going to have to tell him the truth.
Maybe we approach Dad differently than we approach Mom.
Wait, you think you can still get the money from him?
I don't think we're out. He didn't say no.
Yeah, we'll start saving after this.
Yeah.
What if I tell him, like, I already have some of the money. I just need the extra, like, the last little bit or whatever.
Oh, that's a good point.
You could say I already have $500.
Why not?
Okay, I'm going to say, okay, please, Dad, I already have $500 saved. I just need a little bit more.
Perfect. I like it.
Okay, send.
A little bit, double what I have saved.
Did you already send that?
I did. I just sent it.
Okay. Oh,
okay,
man.
Well, he's going to be happy that she's been saving and following his advice.
You are going to get busted at some point.
I know.
It may
but
not
for
happen
now.
Soon.
Yeah.
But it'll happen.
We'll cross that road when we get there. For now, let's just lie our way out of it.
He's typing. He's typing.
Okay.
Okay, I love you, sweetie. All I can spare is $350. Can you come up with the rest?
Oh my God, we are
You're close,
so...
dude. You're $850. Yeah.
Do you have any distant cousins?
Brooke, donate money.
Yeah. No. Yeah, that's a good point. Do you have any other relatives that we can text? Maybe a grandma, an ex-boyfriend?
Maybe start a quick OnlyFans account.
There
I don't know.
Oh
maybe flirt with the mechanic.
But I definitely say you take that $350 from your dad.
Oh, yeah.
You're
Grab
so
that.
Close.
Okay, so I have like 100 and something left. I mean, my friend that I'm staying with, like, she kind of always leaves cash around the place, I'm sure.
No way.
You're a terrible person.
You're going to take it from your friend?
I'm not going to steal it. I will pay her back.
You will not.
Same way you didn't crash your mom's car. Yeah. It crashed itself.
I'm going to guess you really don't save your own money. Yeah. All right, we're going to go with good luck.
Okay, I'm just going to take the money from my friend, and I'll just leave a note. She'll be fine. It'll be okay. She won't care.
Oh, wow. I have a feeling we're going to get 3 textual healing requests next week from a mom, a dad, and a friend who's like, there's this girl that asked me for a bunch of money and then just took it. I need help getting it back.
Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning.